Hey, what's up, Radio. What's up, coaches? I'm live here. We just doing a live podcast for the Big Leaguers draft. I'm live here with one of the coaches, Scott Casey. This guy here has been one of the biggest trolls during the league, so during the draft. So I'm pretty sure that the coaches out there know his name because he was driving up the prices on every bid. But so today we're going to start this show just doing a little draft recap of some of the things that transpired in the big league. So for one, I got to give you all an update on the rookie coach who came here yesterday and made a big claim of how good he is and that he was going to get Le'Veon Bell. This guy maxed out the bid at $75 for Le'Veon Bell. That is just totally insane.
Oh, damn.
Call that number.
What?
Call the number right here, 516. So, hey, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we always say. Welcome to the big leagues. You need to come prepared because we're prepared. And yesterday, you know, he came here, he came, got his trophy, and he showed us that he wasn't prepared. So after his first three bids, he couldn't do anything after that. So his team currently stands right now. We're still drafting. We're drafting going live. So he currently has Matt Ryan, Dez Bryant, Pierre Garçon, Le'Veon Bell, who he spent an insane amount of $75, which was the highest player bidded on during our big league draft. He also had the rookie Kareem Hunt, the rookie from out of Kansas City. Hey, caller, so we just got our first call, which is Scott Case. I'm about to bring him on.
Okay. I'm sitting next to you. So.
Right, he's live in here in the studio with me, so we just got him on. Scott, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, great, great. So welcome to the show. This is the first interview of many throughout the year. So just a quick recap, but this is the big league, NBA fantasy football live draft. You're hearing the dinging in the back. So that lets us know we're live drafting. So, Scott, what do you think about your team?
Oh, I love it. I got everybody on it. Except for a few players in the beginning, but that's part of it.
Yeah. And that's cool. That was one of the questions I was going to ask. So, what type of draft do you prefer, auction or standard?
Auction.
Okay. Clearly, we see why, because his team is stacked. Like, he has Russell Wilson, Terrell Pryor, just a few stars. Just to name a few stars. But who else do you have on the team, huh?
Sitting on Kirk Cousins is my backup quarterback, Tyler Eifert, Jeremy Maclin, bench players.
Wait, talking about spending their money, dude, you was killing it. Like, you're a king troll because you wasn't letting anything go for a low price. So, was that part of your draft strategy coming in?
The goal that I have in the beginning of auction draft is get everybody to spend their money. So, generally, what you do is you set back first three, four rounds, about 15 picks.
Right, and that's a good thing because unlike yourself, well, I didn't want to get an opportunity to steal my team up. I'm still missing a kicker in the draft and had $34 left, so you know, hey. Wait, say that again? Are you serious? Devontae Parker for the wide receiver for Green Bay Packers?
No.
Miami. Yeah. Okay, yes. Okay, but that was a good opportunity to get Devontae Parker at such a cost because from what I'm hearing, man, he's one of the favorites in 15 of the gunslinger old cut dog, Jay Cutler.
Yeah, Jay Cutler. So, big points on receptions. Also, I got Eddie Lacy here. I'm a Seahawks fan.
There it is.
Yeah.
Wait, when he's running for the football or running for the food truck? Which one?
Well, luckily, the Seahawks gave him a this year. And they're paying him $55,000 per week that he does that space underneath the
hay. Wait. Just gave him $55,000 a week?
Every week in the regular season, they pay him $55,000 when he makes the weight limit.
Wow.
So the weight limit was 245 because they want to take.
One game successful over there at Seattle, you know, coming back from Marshawn Lynch, and even like Stephon Diggs, not David, who's the other one? Alexander, yes, that's the guy. That's the guy. Oh, that's the work phone right there. But luckily, it's not work, so let me just tell him I'll call him back. Yeah, that was kind of weird going into the draft because Eddie Lacy went for lower than Thomas Rawls. So, like, why do you think that?
Because people don't have trust in him because he was fat when he was for Green Bay.
Right.
But, I mean, I think he's more invigorated than playing for Seattle.
Yes, because, you think back to Marshawn Lynch, he was a troubled player coming out of Buffalo Bills, but I don't know if it's the Pete Carroll system or, you know, is it a good coffee out there in Seattle, but they've done for, you know, they got out there.
I think it would be more with Pete Carroll and his way of giving everybody. One of the things that Seattle has always competed, we run at a fast tempo all the way through training camp, all the way into the regular season. Practices run at full speed, they don't run at a half or anything like that.
Mm.
And, you know, he won the starting job, and if Pete Carroll has faith in him, so do I.
Okay. Man, that is awesome. That speaks a lot about the fans out there in Seattle because, hey, I'm still, you know, for who's that? Sean Payton make one bad call, I'm Twitter bashing his ass.
We're stacked this year. We've already traded off for Mike Kearns, who's been a clutch player for us.
Okay. Awesome. So, you know, let's just get a little back history on yourself. How long have you been playing fantasy football?
About 10 years.
Wow. Okay, so over 10 years. So you've seen the game, you know, pretty much go from, you know, just starting to what it is now. So right now, because when we first came in the game, fantasy football myself, it was like a running back league. You go in there, you get a lot of running backs, and pretty much whoever had the best running backs won the league. So what do you think now, like the dynamics of fantasy football?
I had two running backs. The guy with Kansas City.
Small Charles?
Yeah.
Spencer Ware.
Charles.
Okay.
So I had both of them on my team. So I stacked
the running back. And in week six or seven, they both got injured. And out for the rest of the season. But I became good at waiver wire.
Yes, yes. The waiver wire ball.
Call me the waiver wire king.
Hey.
But, I breathe the waiver wire.
Okay.
So even though I've got all these players on my team, I wouldn't necessarily expect to see them all there come Sunday.
Yeah, you know what? That is weird you say that because we got another big leaguer, Chris Kenobi, and he has the weirdest thing with his team. Like, he would drop his whole team one week and pick up another completely different team the next week.
Okay, I'm not that.
Okay, I was like, wait, you like that?
He's like Russell Wilson, Terrell Pryor, Devontae Parker. Although I can't believe I have all those on my team. still looking at my lineup going, how the hell did that happen? And then I'm hearing these things as people draft players like the Jaguars defense, which doesn't make any sense.
Wait, so drafting is still going on right now?
Well, I thought, C. Coleman just went for $1.
Who's on tap right now?
I don't know.
They're going I think everybody's only got $1 left.
Exactly. Wait, did you say $1 left? Would that be because of you, King Troll?
No, that wasn't me. That was me and three other guys that were making sure other people didn't. They just spent their money.
Okay.
I think it was you. You sat around most of the draft. And then Daddy Daycare still has $41 left.
All right, so cool. So
basically, I watched in this draft, I watched 10 of the 14 players in the league.
Oh,
where they couldn't bid more than a dollar within the first few rounds.
Right, exactly. Now, you know, so what do you think? That is poor planning or just rookie mistake?
Both.
Okay. Okay.
It's horrible planning for an auction draft.
Yes.
Because what happens is when you spend all your money, you got the plastic player, but plastic players for you. I could have another plastic player to counteract your plastic player.
Wow, that's big league talk right there.
But what wins it is depth of pitch.
Exactly.
And, quarterbacks knowing when the bye weeks of the players are. Never have a same player like your quarterback can't go for the same bye week.
Right.
I think it's all right.
It's
the unexpected. Jordan Reed.
Yeah, because he's a big injury proponent. So how do you think he'll prepare if, you know, I ain't going to say if, but once he goes down, how will he recover?
Let me see what my backup is for it.
What you got, Eifert?
Yeah, I have Eifert.
Who's another?
Injury
as long as both of them will stay up during the season. And then I can get a waiver wire. Tight ends are one of those positions that waiver wire is really good to pick up.
Jordan Reed just a few years ago when I picked him up my first league was sleeper agent.
True.
And came out and won the league for me at the end of the year. So,
There's going to be players like that.
You can't just play on Sunday. You got to look at it every day.
Rookie coaches, make note of that. You got to watch your team. And in addition to that, you got to watch the other coaches because one thing we do in the big league, we are King Spygate. We will spygate you. So that's a good tip right there you gave Coach Casey. You make sure that you pay attention to your team throughout the week. You can't just come in on Sunday morning and thinking that you're going to set up a successful team. That's good keys to success right there. Good stuff. Good stuff. So, oh wow! So which one, like which round do you think was your best pickup? Or exactly, because that was one note. Exactly, and that's what we were trying to tell our rookie big leaguer yesterday. He was like, "I'm going to get such and such in round one and round two." We knew at that point that he was not prepared to be successful in this big league.
Rounds don't matter. There are really no rounds in auction drafts. It's just who spends the most. It's getting your opponent to spend more money.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so that was our prompt. Man, this was a pretty good interview.
And what did I do? Who was the first player I nominated? It was, I believe I put up a quarterback.
Oh, I don't know, Gronkowski, the kicker? That was like your first or second.
First one I believe I nominated was Brady.
Brady of the Patriots.
So somebody, I expect somebody to bait on Brady. Brady's a big name.
Mm-hmm.
He's flashy. He's all over the news. Everybody wants him. So I think somebody paid $51 for him or somewhere around that amount.
Yeah. So we got 60 seconds to wrap this show up. So within 2 seconds, what do you want to? You know, how you want to strike fear in this league? What do you want to tell the coach?
I think I already did.
Well, there it is. Action speaks louder than words. And, hey, that's how we do in the big league. So, hey, I'm about to wrap this show up. Everyone get ready for a new and exciting year with the National Bonding League Association Fantasy Football. I'm excited. Got Coach Casey. He's excited. He didn't told everyone. So, hey, good things popping. My dog here sleeping. And we're out.
I'm looking at the X rank of my players. So I got a 50th ranked X rank, 26, 59.